This week, what's hot in Central Florida are major events that grow from small beginnings. Zora Neale Hurston wasn't born into privilege, but growing up in Eatonville, the first incorporated black community in America, Zora went on to a brilliant career and a legacy as a folklorist, anthropologist, and inspiring literary figure. The Zora Festival begins tomorrow and runs through February 3rd. There are so many things to check out here, including the exhilarating fine art of Charles Bibbs, a writing workshop for high school students, the Africa Diaspora Pavilion, a cooking demo by celebrity chef Marvin Woods, and lots more. It all starts tomorrow. Go to ZoraFestival.org for all the many details. Great art sometimes comes from humble beginnings, and seven Orlando artists are taking the taken-for-granted material, cardboard, and making it into an event. The DailyCity.com's inaugural Cardboard Art Festival starts tonight. The three-day event features seven local artists and lots of entertainment, including a pop-up restaurant. That's a posh dinner served inside the exhibit. Forget thinking outside the box. Producer Mark Baratelli and curators Doug Roadhamel and Brendan O'Connor turn the box into something smashing. Go to cardboardartfestival.com for details. Finally, a tiny little thought can sometimes take root in your mind and grow to be a great thing and sometimes a terrible one, as in the case of Othello. The great general, whose jealousy is fueled by his vengeful lieutenant Iago, to horrifying ends. Shakespeare's great tragedy opened at Orlando Shakespeare Theater this week. Go to orlandoshakes.org for details. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you out there.